Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Richie Blank, and I'm the Plaquemines Community Outreach Coordinator at the Restore the Mississippi River Delta Coalition. So I work for the National Wildlife Federation. We're one of five not-for-profits in a coalition walking lockstep towards the goal of having a sustainable Mississippi River Delta. And so there's three national NGOs. There's the Environmental Defense Fund, the National Wildlife Federation, and the National Audubon Society, and two locals, the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation and Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. And in my role there, I work with stakeholders at the very tip of the Mississippi River Delta in Plaquemines Parish. What's going on there is there's been about, since European occupation began, humans have started to change the river delta in a way that's brought about its swift decline. Going back to the 1700s, when people were granted land by the French and Spanish governments, it was required that they would have to build small levees to protect their crops and roads and things like that. Over time, we've built those levees bigger and bigger, and we started pumping to drain the interior of those levees, which caused the land to sink a lot quicker. In the meantime, we carved about 20,000 miles of canals in Louisiana for oil and gas exploration and navigation. All of those forces combined with the natural sinking of the delta have led to a land loss rate that comes pretty close to about a football field of land every half hour. So my job is to work with the business community down there and faith leaders and just everyday citizens to get them to realize that we need to sustainably restore the Mississippi River Delta. It's crucial for the national security of the United States of America to have that area protected by a robust wetland buffer. There's something like 50% of the nation's refining capacity is in Louisiana, 60% of its grain exports, 40% of its coal exports, while those are declining. So keeping that shipping corridor and the communities that help staff those operations, in addition to the commercial fishing landings that we're getting and the offshore energy sector, keeping all that stuff protected is key. And we have a really good plan to do that and in strong public consensus to make that happen. The state of Louisiana has a coastal master plan. It's a $50 billion, 50-year plan that's updated every 5 years. And in that plan, there's a suite of restoration options ranging from diverting freshwater and sediment out of the Mississippi River out into the wetlands, rebuilding barrier islands with a dredge, rebuilding marshes with a dredge. There's finer-tuned solutions like building earthen terraces to help capture that sediment that's working its way out of the delta. And I'm sure there's a lot of new solutions that are on the horizon that we're going to figure out as we're trying to combat this land loss. But even with that $50 billion, 50-year plan, Louisiana is still going to lose a whole lot of land. Through that plan, the state of Louisiana is planning for about 2 to 4 feet of sea level rise. And so communities, just like the one that I live in, are going to go through some changes and will likely be permanently inundated by the end of the century. So there's, I guess, two parts to my work, one of which is, you know, trying to get as much restoration done as quickly as possible, and also working with the community to talk about those really hard things and to try and figure out how do you get the culture out of the way intact. Because we could have a smaller, more sustainable delta where our economic activity and our culture and our lives are led, but you know, the areas out on the fringe just aren't going to be there anymore.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.